The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, it's that time of year where some of us might be wanting to make a change in our eating habits and want to shift those extra Christmas pounds. There's so many diets out there, and Dr. Ray Wally is here in studio to give us his take on some of the latest diets and fads. Happy New Year to you, Ray.
Happy New Year.
We'll talk about a couple of them, and then we'll talk about maybe what people should do. But firstly, a blood type diet. What is this? Some of the fans of this particular diet include Cheryl Cole, Cliff Richard, Hayley Baldwin. They're reportedly fans of this particular diet. What's it all about?
Well, in medicine and dietetics, we refer to this as pseudoscience. They're actually quite complex. Blood group A means no dairy products allowed and a vegetarian-based diet. Blood group B, a more varied intake of food. Blood group A and B, a combination of diets A and B. And of course, blood group O isn't left out either. There is no scientific evidence that this works. We refer to it as pseudoscience. A British dietitian organisation, the British Dietitian Association, have looked at this, done studies on it, and have found it is not an effective way of losing weight. But there are other ones. If you're not interested in those types, you can drink your own pee.
This caught my eye for obvious reasons. I mean, surely the body works so hard to get rid of these toxins through urine. Why would you dream of putting it back into you, and how could you possibly spin that as having any sort of a beneficial impact?
I don't understand why people go on these. Unfortunately, some of it is down to the fact that people write books, they sell the books, and then they get individuals to push the books. But there is no science to doing this. We are very lucky. We're all born with kidneys and liver. They are your detox methods. You have two kidneys, you have one liver. All you've got to do is eat the right food. So there is no science to doing this. Even the thought of it, basically drinking your own urine, is sickening.
Yeah, sure is. And we see people on survival shows and things like that doing it as a last resort. But to actually make a less informed decision to do it outside of the likes of the wilderness, just the mind boggles. What about detox teas, skinny coffees, things like that?
A lot of these work on the basis of there's less calories in them. And obviously, if you drink or eat next to nothing, of course you're going to lose weight. But ultimately, our bodies are such that if your energy output is greater than your energy input, you're going to basically lose weight. So what we're talking is moderation in everything. What you've got to do is eat a mix of foods. So that mix involves fibre provision, basically 25 grams of fibre a day, eating lots of fruit and vegetables, eating up to 8 fruit and vegetables a day, which brings us into things like vitamin tablets. If you're eating up to 8 fruit and vegetables a day, vitamin tablets go in your mouth and out your ass.
Because the body can only take a certain amount, can't it?
Exactly. And it's all a waste of money. So what you've got to do is ensure that you're not going to be beating yourself up. Yes, if you want to basically lose weight, that's fine. If you are quite overweight, lose 10% of your weight. It's important that you mix up your foods, eating fruit and vegetables. Certainly, there's some people who say you shouldn't be eating a lot of meat. Certainly, in one country, in Holland, they advise a certain amount of meat once per week. We certainly should be giving up things like cigarettes. We need to be increasing our exercise such that we're doing about 2.5 hours exercise per week. So that's what? 5 30-minute sessions, not a lot. And a big factor here is sleep. Sleep, the science behind sleep is increasingly being developed. Getting somewhere between 6 and 8 hours sleep a night is excellent for you. It repairs the body. Besides, it relaxes you. Change is good. Certainly, basically, think about changing something in your life, And big thing here is sleep and exercise. Drinking enough liquids to ensure that your urine is clear, meaning drinking around 2 litres a day.
And not drinking your urine, preferably.
Probably not drinking your urine. Except if you're obviously in a desert and you're isolated and you're not coming home, you may be pushed to do it then.
Yeah.
But that's about the only justification.
Desperate times, desperate measures. Alkaline water. This is something that the likes of Barack Obama and his successor, Donald Trump, take. What is it? What are the benefits of it? Surely drinking more water is a good thing?
Drinking more water is a good thing. But again, standard water that you get from your tap is as good as anything else. Certainly, there is evidence whereby you have water out of a filtered water. The filter can be such that it increases the sodium level. And if you have a history of high blood pressure, that's not a good idea. So your standard water that you get out of your tap is fine. Dublin water is what I drink. I fill my bottle with that. So getting alkaline water, I'm afraid these are fads. There is no science to show that that specifically benefits you. And in fact, they could cause harm if you do it enough of the times.
Slimming sachets. Prince Harry and Princess Eugenie are both reported to have used these sachets in the run-up to their respective weddings last year. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, again, you know, these can cost up to 100 euros a month. 100 pounds, actually, 125 euros a month. They are low in calories, but they're not a balanced diet. If you want to lose weight, you need a balanced diet. As I said, having the proper constituents in there, such that you're getting the proper amount of minerals, the proper amount of vitamins, proper number of calories. So certainly you can do that. You know, I'm afraid your body craves appropriate food to ensure your immune system is able to work and keep other illnesses at bay. If you start doing things the wrong way, you end up diminishing your immune system, increasing your chance of getting other ailments like viral illnesses, etc. So, you know, there's no pain, no gain. Yes, you need to get structured, you need to get organized. You eat and eat regular meals. You sleep well. You need to hydrate well. And that's as simple as what it is. You don't need to spend a lot of money on this. Your kidneys and your liver detox everything. It's common sense.
I've rattled off a few names of people that use some of these, what you might describe as fads, and they're generally high-profile celebrities. The Kardashians are mentioned there as well. I mean, how troubling is it that those people that are so influential are pushing these things that could potentially be detrimental to a person's health?
Well, the unfortunate thing, a lot of this does originate in the States, where the quality of some of the media is not great. And a question is never asked, what is your conflict of interest? A lot of these things are, these people are actually paid to do this, they're paid to put their name on it, and that's wrong. Ultimately, there needs to be some degree of ethics when it comes to healthcare and medicine. And that's why people like the British Diabetic Association have written articles on this recently, and our own dietitians in Ireland. Registered dietitians take 4 years to train. They are appropriate people to get advice in regard to diets. Others are not. Or go to your local general practitioner.
The slimming sachets, they're 125 quid a month. They're bloody expensive as well. So you could be spending an awful lot of money and not getting any return.
Exactly. And even packets of vitamin tablets can cost you 10 euros for a month. 10 euros is a lot of money when you can get it in the format of proper fruit and vegetables and a more enjoyable with a lot more flavour. And you can put it in whatever meal that you want to rather than pill popping. A lot of this, your strength will be dependent on eating a proper diet, a balanced diet.
OK, and the advice will be to go to your doctor or your dietitian or another professional that would be able to give you bespoke advice. Dr. Ray Wally, thank you very much for that.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.